Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Voters in Texas have a couple more hours to cast ballots in today's election. Former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards is running for the seat in the 18th Congressional District. She says she's encouraged by early voting in today's turnout.
We saw a turnaround and uptick in voters towards the end, and it looks like the election day line is starting to form, and so people are wanting to cast their vote and make their voice heard.
Along with the 18th Congressional District, Houston voters will decide on a city council member along with 17 proposed amendments to the state constitution. Houston voter Feliza Ben-Cosme says she doesn't understand why some of those amendments are needed.
Today, for example, we are voting on whether or not parents have sovereignty over their children. Why is this necessary for a constitutional amendment? Again, it's just a very sad state of affairs that we're in.
Meanwhile, at the busy West Gray Multi-Service Center, people are still lined up to vote. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh is there.
The line is long, stretching over 100 feet, folks waiting upwards of an hour to cast their ballot. And one of the things I've heard in common among those who've been waiting to vote is that even though it's an off-year election with only state and local items on the ballot, they feel it's important to vote in every election. And they think those who stayed home should come out while there's still time to cast their ballot before 7 p.m.
And once the polls close at 7, we'll have complete election analysis here on News 88.7. You can also watch our coverage at HoustonPublicMedia.org. As a government shutdown continues, the Houston airport system is encouraging travelers to arrive early. Officials say TSA wait times at Bush Airport tomorrow could exceed 45 minutes. At Hobby, those wait times are expected at about 20 minutes. Clear tonight, low near 59 degrees. We're expecting sun on Wednesday. High should be around 81 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.